Now, how you type a word could change the way that you emotionally respond to it. And actually, words typed with mainly the right hand seem to make people happier.
OK, I've got my keyboard in front of me, Ben, so tell me to type something then.
OK, how about typing... let's go for a name. Let's go for Paul.
OK, that's right and left. That's a mixture of both hands.
It's a mixture of both. How about Fred?
That's all left hand.
Yes,
left hand side of the keyboard.
Do you feel emotionally different towards either word?
I quite like the word Paul, but then I quite like the word Fred as well. And not enormously, but I quite liked typing Paul because I used both hands and I got to move around a bit, whereas Fred was a more restricted movement. Not sure. I think I'd have to try a few more.
I'm not really sure this classes as an objective scientific test anyway. But that's exactly what Kyle Jasmin and Daniel Casasanto did in order to write their paper in the journal Psychonomic Bulletin and Review. They devised a set of experiments that were to test people's emotional response to certain words based on the way that they're typed. Now, previous research has shown that when you perform a motor action such as typing in a very fluid way, then that leads to positive feelings. So if typing is more fluent with one hand than it is with the other, then that presumably could lead to a bias in emotion towards words typed with that particular hand. Now, to test it out, volunteers were asked to rate how positive or negative they felt about a sample of somewhere around 150 words. The experiment was done in three languages. It was done in English, Spanish and Dutch, with native speakers for each language. And then there was a second test, which included new words and internet acronyms such as LOL.
What about words that don't really exist, though? Because how do you disentangle the effect of, like I said, I quite liked Paul. Maybe there's some kind of thing in my brain that I like Paul, and that's rubbing off. How do you disentangle that from the typing effect?
Well, this was actually a third test that they did. So once they'd done the first two tests, they looked at the statistical significance of whether words were rated positively or negatively and compared that to what they called a sort of handedness bias. So if a word had lots of letters that were over on the right-hand side of a QWERTY keyboard rather than the left, then that had a strong right-hand side bias. And they found a statistically significant relationship between this right-hand bias and positive emotional response. The third test that they did, which is exactly what you're alluding to, was where they tried to work out if actually inventing words that they knew had a bias towards one side or the other could allow them to predict what sort of emotional response it would get. And again, a strong statistically significant result that shows that even made-up words that have no prior meaning, that don't mean anything to you in particular, if they were more right-handed than left-handed, then they got a more positive response. The really fascinating thing here is that it applied regardless of whether the volunteers were right or left-handed as well. So it's not to do with your own personal hand. It is something to do with that QWERTY keyboard. They also pointed out, and I think this is a very astute step from some scientists, that it could have a marketing impact. And they actually say that people responsible for naming new products, brands and companies might do well to consider the potential advantages of consulting their keyboards and choosing the right name.
Naked Scientists is reasonably evenly distributed across, isn't it? So mixture there. Both sides, so you have to be in a sort of balanced mood in order to...
It does seem that you would bounce around quite a lot on both sides, but that's, of course, why the QWERTY keyboard was invented in the first place, so that letters that you're likely to type in sequence would be spread out quite well.
So we'll have to come up with our new radio programme, which will be made up with words entirely typable with the right hand.